present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Esmeralda had been taken safely to the top of the tower of the Belfry of Notre Dame by Quasimodo the Hunchback. Then we heard a conversation between Pierre Grinoir and Sister Gadule, an ancient recluse, who told Pierre Grinoir that she knew where Esmeralda was hiding. Sister Gadule refused to tell Pierre, but she said that she would pass on her information to one of the king's officers. Pierre tried to reason with her, but the old woman saw a king's officer and hailed him. The officer came over to her cell.
Why do you call, sister? What ails you?
I see by your uniform that you are one of the officers or pets to the king's guard.
That is so. I am Captain Tristan Lamy of the king's ordnance.
You are an officer of the king's ordnance. Then you must have known the man who was murdered, Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre.
I knew him. He was my friend.
Do you wish to avenge his death? Do you wish the gypsy girl who murdered him to die?
I do. Do you know where she is hiding? Tell me if you know.
Captain Tristan, I beg of you not to listen to this woman. Her long imprisonment in this wall has driven her mad. She knows not what she says.
Why, who are you?
I am Pierre Grinoir, a poet.
He is the husband of that foul gypsy. He desires to protect her. I will tell you where she is, Captain. Come closer.
Tell me, sister, where can this witch be found?
She does not know, I tell you.
Silence! How dare you interfere with the course of justice?
I will tell you where she can be found, Captain Tristan. Sister Gadule knows, and Sister Gadule hates all gypsies. This shall be my revenge for the life of my child that was stolen from me by the gypsies. I shall feel happy when I see the body of this gypsy girl hanging from the gallows.
Tell me where she can be found.
In the Cathedral of Notre Dame. When the crowd were fighting with the soldiers, I saw the hunchback go on to the platform, pick up the girl, and run into the cathedral with her.
Are you serious, sister?
I swear.
It is not true. She is lying. Dom Follow is the archdeacon of Notre Dame. He will not allow anyone to hide there.
She may be hiding there without his knowledge. I thank you, sister. You have done the public duty this day. I shall return to the palace and get a troop of soldiers. Then go and search the cathedral.
I search the cathedral. Find her and let her be hanged.
If she is in the cathedral, I will find her. And she will be hanged.
She is not there. You must hear me, sir. Esmeralda is not in Paris. I swear it is not worth your while to search the cathedral.
Stand aside, you fool. I go now to give orders for a search to be made of the cathedral.
I will not stand aside. You shall hear me, Captain Tristan. I say this woman lies. I say that Esmeralda is not in the cathedral. She has left Paris.
How do you know?
He does not know. He came here and asked me where Esmeralda could be found.
Captain Tristan, I am a friend of the Cardinal. I am a friend of Dom Follow of Notre Dame. Why should you not trust me? I swear that Sister Gudule is lying.
You are very agitated, young man. I realize that the gypsy girl is your wife. That is why you want to save her. And I am certain now that she is in the cathedral.
You shall hear me. You must hear me. This woman is cursed. She hates all gypsies. Therefore, she has lied to you about Esmeralda.
Stand aside, fool. I have nothing more to say to you. I will bring a troop of soldiers from Paris, and we shall make a thorough search of the cathedral.
You will not. I defy you.
You weakling, out of my way.
I say that I... Oh!
The officer of the king flung you aside, young man. You are powerless to save the gypsy.
He has gone to get his soldiers... Gone to get his hired murderers to kill my Esmeralda.
Yes, to kill her. Soon her evil life will be over.
1,000 curses on you, Sister Gudule. Hope is not lost yet. I swear that Esmeralda shall cheat the gallows.
While Captain Tristan went to the palace for his soldiers, Pierre Grinoir rushed to the Cathedral of Notre Dame. He made his way to the belfry, and once there, he called to Quasimodo.
Quasimodo, are you up there?
Of course.
It is Pierre Grinoir here.
I would have speech with you.
I have nothing to say to you, Pierre Gringoire.
Come down at once. I tell you, I must have speech with you. The soldiers are coming here to search for Esmeralda.
The soldiers coming here? How do you know?
I am sure of it. They will be here at any moment.
Come up the ladder quickly. Do not stay down there.
All right.
Why should soldiers come here? Are they looking for me, for the murder of Johann de Moulin?
No, they are looking for Esmeralda.
Hurry, Pierre. I do not want them to see you here.
All right. I am almost halfway up now.
I have defeated the soldiers before, and I will defeat them again. They shall never take her from me. If Esmeralda dies, I swear that 100 of their lives will pay for it. I shall fight them until they cut me to pieces. Come through this trapdoor.
Very well.
I trust you, Pierre Gringoire. But I warn you, if there is any attempt of treachery, you will meet the same fate as Johann de Moulin. Come, follow me.
Where are you leading me?
This. It's my hiding place.
Who comes?
It is all right, Esmeralda. It is Quasimodo here, and I have your husband with me.
Pierre.
Esmeralda. Oh, I am so happy just to look upon you again. I have tried and tried to take you to safety. I asked Clopeng Troifo to lead the Paris mob in your aid. I have risked everything for you, Esmeralda.
I know, Pierre.
Oh, smile upon me. Give me some word of sympathy and kindness.
Pierre, I understand. And I'm grateful for what you've done.
I planned to take you to a place of safety, but Quasimodo spoilt my plans.
You could never save anyone. You are a weakling and a coward.
Quasimodo acted for the best in bringing me here. I am grateful to you both.
When the search has ceased in a few days' time, I will take Esmeralda safely out of Paris.
Can I not go with you?
Of course, Pierre. We must be so careful. I do not wish you to risk your life. I do not want anyone to die for me.
Anyone who tried to harm you shall die.
I've searched Paris for you, Esmeralda. I hoped and prayed that you were safe.
You can thank God that I am safe.
I have evil news for you. The soldiers are even now on their way to the cathedral to look for you.
A soldier?
Will they take me, Quasimodo?
I swear they will not take you. If they come up here, I will take you in my arms and clamber across the rooftops with you.
Do you not think it would be safer to take her away from Notre Dame at once?
But where would you take me, Pierre?
To the tavern of the Coeur de Mirac. The Paris mob are gathered there. They are your friends. They will never let the soldiers take you.
Oh, Esmeralda, do not leave me.
I think I am safer here, Pierre. Quasimodo has sworn to protect me. There was a time when I was anxious for death, when I did not want to live. But the people of Paris have shown me that they love me, that they desire me to live, and I am going to fight for life.
You are in dreadful peril. Quasimodo was seen bringing you here, and Captain Tristan Lhermitte is coming to look for you. He was a friend of Phoebus de Chateaupierre, and he swears that Captain Phoebus shall be avenged.
Why do they persecute me? Why do they desire my death?
You shall not die, Esmeralda. Courage. I have saved you before, and I can save you again.
We must formulate some scheme, Quasimodo. If you are forced to fly with Esmeralda across the rooftops, you must have some place to take her.
Can you not go and see Clopin Troifo, Pierre, and arrange with him to help Quasimodo save me?
That is it. Clopin has helped you before.
Yes.
The Paris mob shall yet defeat the soldiers.
The soldiers will not be able to come up the ladder to the belfry. I will prevent that. And if they do not see Esmeralda here, they will think that Sister Gadul has lied to them.
They will insist on searching the tower. They will find some way of getting her.
Are you sure you are speaking the truth? Are you sure you are not lying merely as an excuse to come here and speak with Esmeralda?
I am not lying. You will soon know that.
Quasimodo, I am afraid.
Fear not, Esmeralda. If they tear down the cathedral, they shall not take you from me.
If only we could communicate with the Paris mob. Then there is a chance that we may distract the attention of the soldiers.
Why, Pierre? What do you mean?
Let the mob take the cathedral, and during the fight, you could make your escape with Quasimodo over the rooftop.
That is true. Now, Pierre, you take a message to the Coeur de Mirac to Clopin. And seek his aid.
Oh, that means that more people will risk their lives for me. No, I cannot allow it.
It is the only way, Esmeralda.
It seems so.
Quasimodo! Quasimodo, are you up there?
Oh, that is Don Frollo. Does he know that Esmeralda is here?
Of course he does not know.
Quasimodo, come down and have speech with me. There are certain of the king's soldiers here. They have much to say to you.
The soldiers have come already.
What are you going to do, Quasimodo?
I shall go out and have speech with Dom Frollo. I shall hurl my defiance at him. You stay here with Pierre. They shall not take you, Esmeralda.
Do not go out there, Quasimodo. They might kill you.
They are at the foot of the tower. They cannot harm me. By the time they clamber to the top, I will be carrying you away across the rooftop.
I think he had better go out there to try and allay their suspicions, Esmeralda. He may be able to prevent their coming up here.
Quasimodo, why do you not answer me? I desire speech with you. If you do not come down, I will send some soldiers up after you.
You had better go, Quasimodo, and may God be with you.
Dom Frollo, carry your soldiers to wait down there. I am coming.
The hunchback went to the trap door, while Esmeralda and Pierre watched him anxiously. Will the soldiers recapture Esmeralda? Will Quasimodo be able to save the girl? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.